Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Tim Donlin, 151 Foster Hill Road, Town of Bath, 03740. I've worked in the electric utility industry for a little over 30 years, and the last 21 years in hydroelectric generation. I'm not here today to talk about the pros and cons of hydropower. I'm here because I'm opposed to the Northern Pass transmission line project. The Department of Energy is here today soliciting comments for the draft environmental impact statement. And one of the areas where they're seeking comment on is alternative solutions. And I'd like to propose an alternative solution, excuse me, for comment. A little bit of background. There's an entity in Holyoke, Mass. Called the ISO, or the Independent System Operator. Their role is to make sure that the lights stay on here in New England. They do this by making sure there's enough generation online or available in reserve to cover the load fluctuations each day. But just as importantly, they're responsible for the integrity of the bulk transmission system. And that's all the high voltage power lines. The reason I mention the ISO is because they have New England divided into 8 different load zones. And depending on which zone you live in determines what you pay for power. New Hampshire is one zone all by itself. Because although we consume 9% of New England's energy, we actually generate 13% of the total. We have way more generation than we consume in this state. Mass, on the other hand, and I'm not picking on the state of Mass or the good people from the state of Mass, but Massachusetts is divided into 3 different load zones, which drives up their power costs. Why? Because of transmission line congestion and inadequate supplies of generation and transmission in Massachusetts and southern New England. So here's the alternate solution. The folks that consume the power must take responsibility for their usage. They must begin to site generating facilities and transmission lines in their zones to alleviate these high congestion costs. And you know, bringing in 1,200 megawatts from another country doesn't address the problem in southern New England. It's only a temporary solution. One final closing thought. If you look at a map of the town of Bath or the town of Haverhill, or the towns south and east of us, we've got a huge right-of-way that bisects those towns. That right-of-way has 230,000-volt AC lines and 450,000-volt DC line. The DC line alone is capable of importing 2,000 megawatts from Canada. So this huge transmission line corridor supplies southern New England. And now they want to blast another right-of-way, another huge right-of-way through our pristine state to supply southern New England with even more foreign power? Sorry, but it's time for the folks in southern New England to bite the bullet and take responsibility for their high power consumption. I ask the DOE to deny this Band-Aid approach and send a message to Northeast Utilities and NSTAR that there are other alternatives to supplying power to southern New England. And it must start with those residents and utilities taking responsibility.